I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello and welcome to the Raptors Over Everything podcast. I'm your host, William Liu, with your daily update on everything regarding the Raptors and the NBA as it relates to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. More bad news to report, unfortunately, as positive cases of COVID-19 in the NBA have doubled. The Los Angeles Lakers had two players test positive. We don't know who they are. After they received tests following the news that the Brooklyn Nets suffered four cases and the Nets had played the Lakers at Staples Center on March 10th. So that's rather unfortunate. I'm sure we'll hear soon eventually who the players are. But meanwhile, there are three cases in the Philadelphia 76ers organization who have tested positive for COVID-19, although it's unclear what that means, if that means if it's a player or if it's a coach or if it's a front office guy. The Sixers did not say, but they did test pretty much the whole organization. So additionally, Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics had also identified himself as a positive carrier of COVID-19. The Celtics played the Jazz, 2 weeks ago now. And it's just really unfortunate because, again, the Jazz had, you know, two of the first known cases in the NBA with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. And Marcus Smart is joined by an unnamed member of the Denver Nuggets who, again, was not necessarily specified as to whether or not it was a player or, a member of the organization. But that brings the total number of positive cases in the NBA to 14 and counting. Remember, as of the NBA's last update, there were only 8 teams that have been tested. So it's quite possible that for this number to continue to climb in the coming days. The good thing is that all players and arena staff or our team staff who have tested positive have been placed under quarantine and they have, taken the precautions to do so. Again, it's just another situation where, with more testing, that's the way to get the situation under control and to keep it that way as we sort of head towards a very uncertain future. Recall in yesterday's podcast that there was a pushback and criticism over the league's players being tested, most notably from the mayor of New York. And while, look, the average person in the United States is still unable to do so, in terms of get tested, in terms of access, in terms of the pricing, in terms of just the availability and, the rollout and things like that, there's obviously a bit of frustration on that front. The NBA put out a statement in that regard yesterday, and so too has the NBA Players Association leader Michelle Roberts said the following to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN, quote, "The problem is that more of us can't get the tests, and I'm not apologetic about saying it, that in my view, that rests at the foot of the federal government. They were responsible for making sure we were protected in that regard, and I think they failed," end quote. It's hard to argue with that in terms of what Michelle Roberts has said, and I've always appreciated her candor as the leader of the Players Association. As for the players and the league itself, the league continues to move further to ensure the safety of the players. The NBA sent out a memo on Thursday that starting Friday, all practice facilities and team buildings were to be closed indefinitely. Additionally, players have been barred from going to work out in non-practice or training facilities. So pretty much, you can't come to the Raptors practice facility. You can't go to the YMCA. You can't go to your Planet Fitness. I'm sure they're not going to Planet Fitness, but if that was an option, you're not doing any of that stuff. So again, this will sort of create an issue down the line when the league does restart, as players will need more time to make up for lost conditioning. This is a point brought up by Jared Dudley on the Lakers, who said on Twitter that, look, this is a concern. Like, when players, they're probably going to need like a month to sort of get back into their conditioning, let alone just the quality of the product, but just in terms of fitness, so that players aren't suffering injuries because they're not like properly conditioned to play, again, what could potentially be jumping straight into the playoffs. you know, there's just a lot going on, and yeah, you know, it's just a problem. It really is a problem for the league. Obviously, it's a minor problem on the global scale. Additionally, there remains a strict ban on players leaving North America, which is, again, very unfortunate. A lot of players in the NBA are from Europe or from, you know, South America or from, you know, Africa. Like, there's just, it's unfortunate is all I'll say. But I guess, you know, the league wants to be able to handle and assist in any cases where players need, and I don't think the league's reach is that strong outside of North America, especially at the moment. The most that teams can do at the moment is provide training equipment to the players, which is pretty much what we're seeing Serge Ibaka doing. Whether everyone in terms of in the league is as on top of their fitness as Ibaka, well, that's another question altogether. Chances are probably not. If you are hungry for basketball, though, well, there is some small positive news. The Big Three announced that they will play this season in what can only be described as a Basketball Wives meets Big Brother. You can call it the Big Brother 3 or Basketball Husbands. But basically, Ice Cube explained that players will be quarantined and living inside the same house set in Los Angeles. And it will feature between 16 to 22 players that test negative. And they're going to play this tournament out. So basically, get excited for the oldest reality TV show ever. As for the Raptors, there's not that much to report, unfortunately. Serge Ibaka called up Rondae Hollis-Jefferson in his daily vlog entitled "How Bored Are You?" which is pretty funny, I think. And it was, you know, delightful. It was Serge calling up Rondae on FaceTime. Ibaka revealed that he doesn't plan to leave his apartment even after the Raptors are through their 2 weeks of self-imposed quarantine next week. And honestly, that's what everyone should be doing, because there is just no need to jeopardize or risk the health of yourself and others around you unless you have no other choice. And, you know, NBA players are very privileged in that front, and they can stay home. They should stay home. Good for Serge for doing that. And seriously, good for Serge for putting out these little videos, man, because just hearing him say, like, "What it do, baby?" And you know, is, you know, ESL level English is incredible, actually. Just as a break from the day and all the other negative news that you see on social media. Finally, if you are desperate for content and low on nostalgia, well, there is some good news, and definitely some real good news on this front. Sportsnet and TSN are teaming up to broadcast all 24 games of last year's title run over the next 24 nights starting Friday. I'd advise maybe skipping game one against Orlando, maybe games two and three against the Sixers, you know, probably game two against the Bucks when Ursula Silva was out playing like 90% of the Raptors. But honestly, pretty much every other game is a must-see. Like, you know, it's just, it's good. It's a great move on Sportsnet and TSN's part to put this out. People need something to watch. And listen, there's nothing I'd rather watch really than the Raptors winning the championship, man. What a time that was before the whole world fell apart. On a personal note, today marks the 1 year anniversary of my start at Yahoo Sports Canada. This was the first time in my life where my main job was to cover the Raptors, and I must thank my editors Dan and Mac for giving me that break. I had the fortune to work with so many talented people, and I have been so privileged and lucky to have gotten the chances that I had. And really not a day goes by where I don't appreciate that and try to share that generosity with the people who also aspire to have this dream job. It legitimately, you know, it's still a job and there's ups and downs, but it's, come on, man, I cover the Raptors. It's a dream job. It's been an incredible year for so many firsts on my front. So much good, you know, going on the road for the first time. Going to Orlando, maybe not necessarily a good, to be honest. Didn't really enjoy Orlando that much, but Philadelphia was cool. Milwaukee, honestly, not bad for a short stay. Obviously, the result helped. And, you know, going to Golden State and, you know, going to Oakland and things like that. It was, there was a lot of positives going to the parade, being at present for every single game of when the Raptors won the NBA championship, being on the floor for a lot of those games in the finals and seeing the crowds and hearing all the singing and the chants and everything like that was phenomenal. So there were so many positives, and you know, there were some downs too, and really honestly right now, you know, if you just look at the last month when you have Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven others dying in a just a horrific plane crash, and then You fast forward to right now with the COVID-19 pandemic affecting and gripping North America and most of the Western world after it had, you know, just wreaked havoc on East Asia. Yeah, it's a very, very, there have been some downs, but I just want to say, especially in this time when, you know, everything's on pause and you really have time to really count your blessings and think about where you are in life. I just want to say again, a big thank you to my bosses, and to the incredible team that we have here at Yahoo. You know, like, huge thanks to Big V, who was my right-hand man, to Alex for all the free gear, you know, to Keyshawn and Ahmed for all the road trips that we took together in the playoffs, to Josh for always pushing me forward. You know, Ashley, Steph, Louisa, Kieran, Ben for doing the live show and running back and just being just great producers and people to work with, to Heidi for all the logistics and all the wisdom that she passed on. And also definitely to the editors for honestly making 10 things readable and just posting and all, you know, presenting all the content. Seriously, it's huge. And most importantly, like, a huge, huge thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone who has, you know, read one of my stories or listened to one of the podcasts, you know, watched one of the videos, to people who have called in to the live show, you know, to Vitaly, of course, you know, the people who have commented or replied to me on Twitter, or those who have generously shared their time to help my coverage. Definitely to the day ones who have read my stuff from Raptors Republic, and even those very, very select, unfortunate few who read the god-awful personal blog spot before that. To the real ones who listen to the Defeated Pod / the Deleted Pod, and to those who have supported me financially on Patreon when I was limited by my previous employer in publishing Raptors content, I'm just incredibly blessed, and I could never be doing what I am doing right now without you guys. So a huge, huge, huge thank you. That does it for today's update. Please go watch Run It Back if you haven't already. Also, as a reminder, the Raptors Over Everything podcast is still going strong, as there are daily episodes catching up on updates as it relates to the COVID-19 pandemic, and a weekly podcast diving into bigger topics to hopefully distract you from the COVID-19 pandemic. So thanks again to everyone for listening. Everyone be safe out there. Be considerate out there. Wash your hands. And yeah, thank you.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.